Our psalm reading this morning is Psalm 30. Listen to the word of God. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his, praise his holy name, for his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. O Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm, but when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I called, to the Lord I cried for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction, in my growing down into the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, as we now hear your word, we pray that you will open our hearts and our minds. Help us to hear the words that you would have us hear. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our gospel passage this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 1 through 19. This again is another appearance of Jesus after his resurrection. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul in the net because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it's the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it's the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire burning, coals there with fish on it, and some bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught. Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. None of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. And Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? And he answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, Do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said, feed my sheep. I tell you the truth. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, follow me. This is the word of the Lord. Jesus has a question for each of us. It may come at different times in our lives. For some, it will be an easy question to answer. They are the ones who are able to answer the question at a young age, and the answer never changes. For others, it's harder. Some even fight hard not to answer the question. They may put up barriers or try to get involved with all kinds of things that will allow them to avoid the question. Some may watch enthusiastic believers in Jesus and laugh. Some may see hypocrisy and hate coming from people who profess to be followers of Jesus, and they may say, I don't want anything to do with that. Still others may study Jesus' teachings and realize they have nothing to do with hatred or exclusion or shunning others. No, Jesus wants us all to know that he sacrificed his life on a cross for each of us without consideration of wealth or status or influence. He set an example of utter humility. He walked the dusty roads of Galilee, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, dining with sinners. He sat down on a mountain and taught his disciples about the meaning of life when he said this, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. But there is a question that Jesus wants us to answer. Oh, he will be very patient, but eventually he's going to insist that we answer it. Jesus' question for you and me is this: do you love me? Can we find it in our hearts to acknowledge that Jesus died a horrible death on a cross because of his love for us? And can we accept that he wants to be our Savior, our guide and friend? Can we find it deep in our hearts to say, yes, Lord, you know that I love you? Turning now to our scripture passage this morning, this has been an emotional and incredible journey for the disciples as they have encountered Jesus at the time of his arrival in Jerusalem. And while they know they have work to do as his representatives in the world, it appears that they are taking a break. They are getting out of town And today we see them at the Sea of Tiberias in Galilee. Simon Peter had said, "I'm going fishing." The events in Jerusalem were perhaps way too stressful. Peter undoubtedly had feelings of guilt and sadness for denying Jesus, and he needed to get back to his roots. "I'm going fishing," he said, and the others were quick to say, "We'll go with you." This scenario sounds very plausible, doesn't it? And yet, they are being set up for yet another encounter with the risen Lord. Their fishing trip is about to be turned into a divine appointment. Now notice that Peter is portrayed as the leader of the group, and it is Peter whose life will be further transformed during this encounter. In today's scripture, Jesus seems to be nonchalantly on the shore of the lake as he calls out, "Friends, haven't you caught any fish? Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you'll find some." And sure enough, it was John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, who then said to Peter, "It's the Lord." They'd been in this situation before. They recognized the signs. "It's the Lord." And the Lord was cooking fish for breakfast. For Peter, this quiet time away from Jerusalem to do a little fishing was about to become intense. As you know, Jesus had a special plan for Peter to lead his church, but Peter had stumbled in his faithfulness when he denied Jesus 3 times in order to save his own skin. Jesus' purpose in confronting Peter now was not to chastise him or to make him feel worse. After all, Jesus had known all along that Peter would deny him. It was simply going to happen. But he needed to instill in Peter once again that he had a special purpose ahead of him. He was to lead Jesus' church and all of those who would come to be followers of Christ's message. Peter needed to know that his denial of Jesus because of his own fear and humanness would be forgiven, and that Peter would still be a part of Jesus' church. That's comforting for each one of us. The scene there on the shore is one of the most powerful images as Jesus encounters Simon Peter with a question. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" More than the other disciples, more than all of those he had been comfortable with, more than his fishing buddies who had stood by him and shared in his fear. "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Now this statement harkens back to Jesus' declaration, "I am the good shepherd." He is saying to Peter, "Feed my lambs, those who I have so carefully and tenderly cared for, those who were lost until I sacrificed to find them, and those who are too young and weak to care for themselves, the ones who need my care and nurture." And again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep. Just in case you don't understand how important this is to me, let me tell you again." And then the third time, he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter had denied Jesus 3 times, so it's interesting that Jesus asked the same question of love 3 times. Jesus' questions of love and commitment were intense. Was Peter willing to give his life for the message and mission of Jesus Christ? Does his love for the Son of God triumph all else? And is he willing to make a commitment that will lead the church into eternity? But Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the 3rd time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Yes, Jesus knows all things, but he needed to hear Peter say it a third time. Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." This is a powerful and poignant message from the Gospel of John. It is an expression of love. How would any one of us answer the question if Jesus stood before us and asked, "Do you love me? Do you care enough about me and what I have sacrificed for you to be willing to make a commitment? Do you love me enough to get outside of your comfort zone if necessary in order to care for others who need to receive my love and compassion? Will you study and understand my message enough to feed my sheep when they are hungering for spiritual fulfillment? Can you find the courage to acknowledge me when others are taking my name in vain and are disgracing my true message?" There should be no hesitation or embarrassment when we remember the nail marks in Jesus' hands and when we remember his promise that we will share in his resurrection. Then surely, surely, we can let go of our inhibitions of this world and say with great joy and humility, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." This morning, let us express our love for Jesus by coming to this table. Let's celebrate the Lord's Supper. Amen. Through the waters of baptism, we are born into Christ's family. That family is nourished and sustained at this table. Though we are baptized but once, in the Lord's Supper we reaffirm our commitment to Christ, and God renews us with grace. This is the joyful feast of the people of God. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. This is the Lord's table. Our Savior invites those who trust him to share the feast he has prepared. Let us now give thanks. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Almighty Father, creator of all things and source of every blessing, by your power and wisdom, you brought the universe into being and created us in your image. You called us to love and serve you. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with choirs of angels and with all the faithful of every time and place. We join in giving you praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. God of glory, you are holy, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, whom you sent out of love for the world to be our Savior. By the power of the Holy Spirit, Christ was born as one of us. By his death, Christ delivered us from our sins, reconciling us to you. Risen from the tomb, he gives us new and abundant life, so that we live in him and declare,
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Almighty God, we come humbly before your throne. All glory is yours, now and forevermore. Amen. On the night when he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim Christ's death until he comes again." Let us pray. Almighty God, we bow humbly before you. We thank you for this feast that has been prepared for us. We pray that you'll pour out your Spirit upon these your gifts of bread and the cup. And Lord, we pray that you will inspire us through the power of the Spirit to show your love to all that we encounter. We thank you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, this is the Lord's table. It is welcome to all who believe. There is no prohibition at this Lord's table. So anyone who believes is welcome. Today we will be serving by intinction, which means our elders will have the bread and the cup at the front of the sanctuary. Come forward, take a piece of bread, dip it in the cup, and remember that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is risen. Come to the Lord's table, and I will have gluten-free down front as well for those who desire that. Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord God, on this third Sunday of Easter, we are still mindful of the sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made for each of us. And Lord, we thank you for calling us. We thank you for calling us to serve you as faithful Christians. And Lord, we do indeed pray that we each will have the courage to stand before you and declare, "You know, Lord, that I love you." Lord, this morning we thank you for the rainfall. We thank you for the beautiful rebirth of life that we see all around us. We do indeed pray for those who are mourning the loss of loved ones this morning, Lord. We remember the family of Les Blevins. We remember the family of Carolyn Holmes. Lord, as we see them to their final resting places, we pray that we will all be mindful of the service that they have given you through the service to country, through the service to family, and through the love that they showed to their Lord and God. And we, Lord, we just thank you for their lives, and we pray that you will indeed bless their families at this time. Lord, we lift up to you those who are in need of healing or care or comfort, for those who are in need of medical procedures. We lift to you Virginia Martin. We lift to you Martin Dean Hilton. We lift up Josep, we lift up Trom, we lift up Tim, we lift up Reverend and Mrs. Love, we lift up Joe, and all of those, Lord, whose names have gone unmentioned, but those who you know are in need of your healing and your care. Lord, we thank you for this special day, this special opportunity to share in the Lord's Supper. And we pray that each of us will now go out from this church feeling blessed and feeling a new renewal of our spiritual health. So, Lord, we pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior, the one who taught us to pray by saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Let us now respond to God's word by returning our gifts to him.